Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, Zo, hour number two. Beetle and Zo. No Bertrand. Jones in. Zo. Sean Silver here as well, taking your phone calls, 617-779-0985.
I like this.
So this was a Zoe request, by the way.
Yeah.
Not only the game show music, but Zoe wanted to do this to drive home a point. Like, how many of these, do we even know the sound of Mookie Betts? Do I even know Mookie?
I think I do, but I'm not.
Do I even know Mookie Betts when I hear him?
I'm not confident that I do, if that makes any sense.
I probably should. I'll acknowledge that.
Why should you?
As a radio host in this city, I would acknowledge that I probably should. I'm not sure I actually do.
But, I mean, when we tag, for people that don't understand, I mean, all our stuff is tagged, all our sound. So, hey, this is, and a producer will say, hey, this is Betts coming back from break. And, okay, we're already teed up on it. So we sort of get conditioned to get the guy's name, and then, okay, we tend to get our thoughts ready, and then you play the sound. And we really don't get into the sound, unless you got David Price being a prick postgame. That's
when
you get
into sound. Well, in fairness, we don't get into a lot of Red Sox audio because nobody cares. I mean, that's why
don't give you anything.
That's why we don't do a lot of Red Sox audio.
This is part of the problem. And maybe this is part of Mookie's problem. Maybe he needs to give you more.
Because people don't care about the team so much. Would be my contention. Right. I know the ratings are up, but again, do you really care? Like, do you really care?
David Price lowered his ERA 0.2.
He lowered it from 4.44 to 4.42. So that deserves a standing ovation on second thought.
All right, let's go.
All right, so Morgan's going to hit us with some audio here. Let's see how we do.
All right, so we got six clips. You guys want to also guess who it is?
Yes,
100%. No, Tom, we just want you to play the clip and then just go on to the next one and we'll throw it the break.
We just want everyone to just kind of sit there and just kind of think about it. Yes, no, we're going to guess.
Did you just ask that?
Big numbers on the board definitely eases things for our pitchers. You know, we're able to continue to grind away, put some good swings on some balls.
It's easy. It's Jackie Bradley Jr.
Yeah, that one's JBJ.
Hee-hee.
I know that. We played some Jackie Bradley Jr. audio on the night program.
Oh, sure.
Yes. Yeah. So that one.
You know what? He may be the easiest to pick, he and Sal. So go ahead.
Yeah, okay. One for one.
He uses curveball. The guy's an elite pitcher, so I think he has an advantage, whoever's in the box. So just go out there and use his strengths.
You got a guess? I got one.
You go first.
I think that's the Brock star.
I was going to say JD Martinez.
Blake Swihart.
Oh! I thought.
Who the heck is going to know what Blake Swihart
Well, he's got to throw us a couple of curveballs in there.
Okay. Now you know.
Oh, you didn't know what Doug Mirabelli sounded like when you didn't play tech audio?
I don't know. He was going
deep,
though.
That's the point.
Yeah, Dougie was taking naked cuts in the corner in the mirror. Eating a full poo-poo platter.
I mean, remember the coverage and the
the police
the video?
Escort?
He's in full uniform. He changed into his Superman cape.
Yeah, right.
At the airport, and then you police escort with choppers overhead.
Right, somebody to catch Wakefield tonight.
That's what it was.
Right, no,
it's
a good point. They had a police escort for Doug Mirabelli. What do you think they'd have for Mookie Betts now? They'd be like, man, he's stuck in traffic. He's not going to be here on time.
Give me the next one.
All right, so we're 1-for-2 so far, Zoe. We got Jackie Bradley.
1-for-2.
We missed Blake Swihart.
Great. I think, our whole team's been really consistent. I think you kind of know what you're going to get when you come to the park to watch us every night.
All you guys are nodding. What are you guys nodding at? You guys know who that is?
Even I use the name. Can I reuse the name
again?
Yeah,
of course.
I'm going to go, that's JD Martinez.
Oh, he got it. I did not know that one. You guys are both nodding your head vigorously, and I'm like, I have no idea who that is.
Give me it again, Tom. Give me it one more time.
Great. I think, our whole team's been really consistent. I think you kind of know what you're going to get when you come to the park to watch us every night.
So what he's talking about is this is part of the leadership thing where, okay, we're going to be consistent. We're going to study. We're going to understand things. That's where JD Martinez, you could kind of pick things out there.
I see. So you're really
everything that Cora tells us about the player. You could tell me that stuff.
So you're really listening to the answer. So maybe I need to do more of that. I'm not listening to this.
Jackie Bradley.
I'm not listening to the content. I'm just listening to the. The timbre of the voice.
He sounds like remember the little guy, sweet thing on the Dr.
Yeah,
Pepper.
Sweet
little Dr. Pepper.
That's a sweet thing. You know who plays him?
Prince.
No.
Dead Prince. Who?
No.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
No, Justin Guarini, if you're an American Idol fan.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow.
I remember him.
Kelly Clarkson that year.
That's Justin.
What's Rupert doing?
It's Justin
now?
Guarini.
I don't know. Taylor guy. Remember that
Taylor
guy?
Hicks.
Taylor Hicks.
Yeah, Soul Patrol. I just hope Ruben Studdard's still with us.
Yeah. And Kelly Pickler. She's a little chip off the old block. She's perky.
Real perky.
Yeah.
Real perky. Zoe's 2 for 3. I didn't even guess on that. I wouldn't have guessed on that last one. Who's our fourth one here?
You know, up and down the lineup, everybody can hit. You know, you look at the pitching staff, you know, great starter. Then you look at the bullpen. I mean, this is just a complete team.
Okay. That now I'm going Brock Starr.
Damn it. I'm going to say it's Betts.
That's not Betts. Is that Benintendi?
No. Steve Pierce?
All right. Okay.
It's current.
Couldn't pick him out of the lineup.
Steve Pierce. I thought at least one of you would say it was Mookie Betts. So.
I said Betts, you dumbass.
I know.
Thank you.
I knew it wasn't Betts at least. Okay.
Right.
Zoe's got two.
That sounded like a cocky guy, right? So I'm thinking, okay, it's
got
to be Betts.
Zoe's got two. I got one. Apparently, I have no clue what Brock Holt sounds like since I've guessed him twice.
Apparently, Jones knows nothing about the Red Sox unless he's just whizzing all over Jackie Bradley Jesus. Okay, so Jesus.
All right, Jones, there's no
this
Brock
is scary
Holt.
That I know
no
this
Brock
is not,
Holt in
the
fact
that I know the Red Sox more than Jones.
Right, he's off the table.
Okay,
so.
Good. Brock Holt's not in there. Good to know. Good. I want to guess him, but okay.
Everybody's excited. Everybody's coming in ready to play. I think we're really good at turning the page and, you know, focusing on the task at hand.
That's Betts.
We're running out of time.
That's
here.
Betts.
Meaning?
That's Betts.
You said you had the audio of 6. We've already played too much audio.
That's
got to be Betts. I'm going to go Betts.
No, it's Brock Holt.
Are you
guessed
serious?
Twice already, Brock
no,
Holt.
No, it's Betts.
That's Betts. There we go.
Betts.
There we go. Who's the sixth one while we're at it? We got two. We got two important ones. Betts and Bradley.
Yeah.
And you got who else?
Martinez.
Oh, right, JD, right.
Yes.
I mean, knowing how talented our lineup is and how hard these guys work and they don't give at-bats up. They take every at-bat like it's their last.
I'm going to go Matt Barnes on that one.
Is that a player?
Yeah.
Does that not sound like Cora to you? That sounded like Cora
to
me.
No. Kelly Pedroia.
Play it again. Give me 6 again.
I mean, knowing how talented our lineup is and how hard these guys work and they don't give at-bats up. They take every at-bat like it's their last.
Sounds like a white guy grinder. It's a white guy dirt dog right there.
Sandy Leone.
Ooh, good guess.
I'm going to go Matt Barnes.
I'm going to go with Brock Holt.
Kimbrel?
Who is it?
You're all wrong. It's Rick Porcello.
Ah!
I mean, how talented our lineup is and how hard these guys work and they don't give at-bats up. They take every at-bat like it's their last. So.
That's a hard game.
Pedro and Schilling, guys that win Cy Young Awards. Is that something? Hey, would we have known their voice? Yes.
Probably.
But I mean, Pedro's unique.
Yeah, Manny.
Couldn't tell you what Rick Porcello sounds like.
Nomar whining about the media.
Of course.
Like, we would have known most of those
guys. Yeah.
But
there's an attachment. I mean, that's
Zoe, you
part of the discussion.
Zoe, you got 3.
Thanks. Hey, I know my Red Sox.
No, you got, 3.
Sure do.
Zoe's a big Red Sox guy.
Yeah.
One of the biggest in the city.
It's huge.
617-779-0985. Let's go. I like this one. Alan Lincoln says Zoe is wrong. Go ahead, Al.
Hi, Al.
Hey, guys. Hey,
big Zoe, Al.
hey, guys. Great reference to Vision Quest. I barely remember anything about that movie except the whatever that guy's name, Shooter, where he did say
Shoop,
to Matthew
not Shooter.
Shooter, because you mentioned the blood. He said, "You can't hold your mud." I do distinctively remember. He said,
"It's
you
his only
can't
line."
Hold your mud.
Well,
it's like Rambo. I'll come for you.
This one's on me.
Yeah. But guys, hey,
they drew first blood. Sorry.
The 0-12 Sox won 69 games. That's 3 more than this entire team has won already.
Oh, nice.
And I just don't care. I honestly, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because we watched the Celtics till June, because no more Big Poppy. I haven't seen a game all year. It amazes me because I've been watching them for, you know, 30-something years.
I mean,
how old are you?
53.
Oh, that's right in the demo.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, it's a little young for the demo. Actually, I take that back. You're not collecting AARP. You're a little young for the demo. Hasn't watched the game all year. It feels a little strong.
That's strong.
But I mean, you know, Zoe, I'm usually here during games at night. But on the weekend, like I can tell you how I watch a baseball game. It's on, but I'm not really watching.
Right, you're doing it. You're multitasking.
Yeah, I'm looking at my phone. But I'm on my computer.
I want to say the sport has conditioned you to do that, but. You didn't do that 10 years ago.
No, right.
You're hanging more on every pitch.
Well, here, yeah.
Well, I mean, as has the way we live life now changed? I mean, technology.
I don't know. Do you watch? Do you
tablets,
watch? Do you watch the Patriots differently? I mean, yes, I watch the Patriots differently, but I still watch.
You know, that's a good question. I watch the league differently.
But I actually watch the game.
I will watch a random Thursday or Sunday night game or Monday night, even as bad as it is.
So you can come in on a Monday. Okay, so neutral site based football, you might be right about.
Other than Red Zone, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying neutral site, you might be right about. Like, maybe people watch it like they watch the Red Sox. But, like, you can come in on a Monday after a game, you know this, and you can go talk about all the minutia in the game and this decision and that decision and this play and that play.
I call timeout.
And people know. You can do that with the Patriots. You could do that with the Celtics and Bruins, I think. You could talk, oh, hey, remember this play? Oh, boy, yeah, remember that missed shot? You can do that. I don't really think you can do that with the Red Sox because I don't think people watch close enough. Because you're staring at your phone and you're nodding off on the couch.
And I think if you did do that on air.
You have it muted while you're chowing down on dinner. I don't think you can do that with the Red Sox because people don't pay close enough attention because no one cares.
And if you didn't, if you try to do it, and we try to do that for you, I think people would turn the channel.
Yeah?
I mean, you're going to sit here and break down the minutia of every pitch.
I don't want to say
why
it.
Why do you paint the corner? Yeah,
I'd never turn off this show.
Not turn it off, but I'm saying, you know what I mean? If you didn't watch and you're trying to listen to us go through a sequence of three innings to where, you know, you go to Tony for the baseball reporters for that.
Yep.
That's the wheelhouse. That's where Tony's going to get into, you know, a three-inning sequence. Or why did you make this decision to go with this pitch?
Hey, remember that slider low and outside 3-2?
No,
I actually don't. I actually don't.
I'm going to turn on country.
I was staring at my phone,
right,
counting down the seconds until this game interminably ended. That's actually what I was doing. By the way, can I tell the worst part of J-Hab's night last night, Zoe, was not the grand slam he allowed to Mookie Betts. The worst part, if you want to get into a little minutia, was walking the number 9 hitter when he had an 0-2. He was ahead 0-2 in the count, and he kept bouncing pitches to Jackie Bradley Jr. to pitch to Mookie Betts.
Right.
What a bum. And J-Hab is supposed to be one of the big acquisitions at the trade deadline.
Right.
Throw it down the middle, J-Hap. He'll roll it over to second base, and you'll get out of the inning, and you don't have to give him a grand slam to Mookie Betts.
Right.
Like, you want to talk a little minutia? That was driving me nuts last night. You're up 0-2 on Bradley. He's either going to strike out or roll it over to second. Pipe it down the middle. Why do you want to pitch to Mookie Betts instead? No, walk the number 9 hitter. Then serve up a grand slam. Serves you right. 617-779-0985. We got more Red Sox phone calls on the board. We continue to work our way through the popularity of Mookie Betts, David Price's standing ovation last night, and we got to get to Isaiah Thomas. He is not a max player. Spoiler alert. He is the polar opposite of a max player. We'll get to that coming up next.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Adam Jones in for Mark Bertrand today. Scott Zolak is here.
It's good to be here.
Zoe and Beetle. We're taking
a good show so far.
Taking you up until 2. It has been. It really has been. And we're taking your phone calls, 617-779-0985. I mentioned I want to get to Isaiah, and we can do that coming up.
Sure.
Isaiah Thomas, no Brinks truck for him. He'll be making all of his transactions, not in a Brinks truck. He'll be making them at the ATM.
And I used to be a Brinks truck guy. Like, I was in. Like, after that game, man.
Oh, I was a Brinks.
His sister passed, and he drained, was at 53? I'm like, back it up. He's in. You build it around this guy.
I was a Brinks truck guy for Isaiah, and yikes. Not a good look for me today. Not a good look for the Brinks truck people.
Well,
again, he'll be making all of his transactions at the ATM like you and I, Zoe. I recommended to him last night on the program, go with store brands, Isaiah. For the next year, on the one-year deal, go with the store brands. You know, you don't need to really spring for the name brands. You know, like cereals, though.
Yep.
You don't need to spring for a name brand necessarily. Go with a nice store brand.
Yeah.
You know, don't go all out for the Fruit Loops. Maybe go with like a nice Fruityos, something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'd recommend to Isaiah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Me personally, I'm Big Y. I mean, I go to Big Y.
Well, that's true. The store brand, I'd imagine a Big Y is strong.
Right.
Strong, I would imagine, yes. So again, Isaiah, Big Y or anywhere else. We'll get to him coming up in just a little bit because, wow, how the mighty have fallen. But Billy Lanny popped his head in here in the last break with, I think, an interesting perspective on Mookie Betts. We're talking about Betts as an MVP candidate,
right.
Betts as one of the best players in baseball, best players. He should be more popular here in Boston. Forget nationally. Like, we have the debate all the time about Mike Trout. It's an easy answer. People don't care about baseball. Why is Mike Trout not more popular nationally? People don't care. I would say the same thing with Mookie Betts. Why isn't Betts popular nationally? It's a regional sport. But why isn't he more popular in this region? We went through the exercise earlier. Is he a top five athlete in terms of popularity in the city? I don't think so. You don't think so, Zoe?
No.
Sean Silver doesn't think so. We haven't heard from any callers who believe so. You could dial us up if you want.
I don't think it's close top five.
7790985. We made a case for another, you know, two guys after that. He's in the top 10 for sure.
Sure.
He's knocking on the top five. He ain't in the top five. So Lanny popped in the last break.
Because it's easy, guys.
Yeah, he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but people haven't fully embraced Mookie Betts because they think he's gone. Not next year, but at the end of his contract, people are resisting the urge to fall for Mookie Betts because they just know he's going to leave him. So why buy the jersey? Why get right. really attached when he bolts in free agency in 3 years?
Bertrand was on us a while ago, months, maybe even a year ago. And I don't know if it was John Heyman on when he was with FanRag or this was a Darren Revelle sports business little thought that he had that Mookie Betts moving forward here, when it comes time, will be your first $500 million player.
See, I used to think that was going to be Harper. I don't think Harper gets to that threshold this offseason,
right.
But I had been saying that about Harper for a couple of years. He thinks Betts is going to be one of the either Heyman or Rovell or somebody like that?
First potential, you know, $500 million player.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you think that's part of the reason Red Sox fans don't fully embrace him? They think he might be gone.
You've been burned by Ellsbury, right?
That's the other thing, right? I forgot about that part. Lanny called him Ellsbury 2.0. It's like Ellsbury was never really that popular because you never really...
What do these guys do?
You never really identified with him because you knew Ellsbury was going to leave.
Why is J.D. Martinez here? Because it's perfect for him. You go here, you rake, you mash, you do it for 2 years, and then you make bank. But what's he been doing this past month? Bitching about, well, look at this. Should be making more money. Getting valued.
I'm not doing the home run derby because I don't get enough love from Major League Baseball. So no,
right.
I won't do your home
this
run
sport,
derby.
Yeah, him and his buddy Goldschmidt there from Arizona.
Yeah.
This sport more than any other will go for the money. It's an individual sport. It's not a team sport. These are individuals playing what we like to think is a team sport. It's not a team sport. It's one on one.
Yeah, no, it's an individual sport for sure.
The most
individual sport.
It is.
But yeah, is that why fans have kept Betts at arm's length? And you guys had a similar discussion earlier. I wasn't smart enough to connect the dots like Lanny was. You guys had a similar discussion about Kyrie Irving. I had Irving in my top five. Neither of you guys did. We all had Brady and Gronk at the top. We all had Edelman and Bergeron in there. Right. Are people hesitant to fully embrace Kyrie? One, he just got here. Betts has been here longer. But two, are they hesitant to embrace Kyrie because they're not sure he's going to be here? Similar debate with Betts.
Yeah.
Because Betts still... Simple contracts between player and team. Mookie Betts still like spits on him.
Kyrie signs an extension or gets the max, and it's for multi years. That guy vaults right up into the top three.
Oh, absolutely, definitely so.
That
definitely.
Instantaneously explodes
totally.
his persona to relate to people.
We talked about Isaiah earlier. Isaiah, if he were still here, would absolutely be ahead of Betts in this city. No questions asked. So Kyrie, if he's here long term, I would agree. Would zoom past. If you don't already have him past Mookie Betts, he'd zoom past him.
Right now, people are saying they trade him for Kawhi Leonard. So, I mean, how high can in your top five can you be?
True. And people wouldn't even trade Isaiah for Kyrie, some people. 617-779-0985.
Right.
Let's get back into your phone calls here. Bill is in Amherst. What's up, Bill?
Hey, I was thinking that on the Mookie Betts thing, I don't know if – have you ever seen – I mean, obviously you have, but you see him on TV, like when he is to an interview – there's just no flair in him. I mean, he's very monotone, and I just don't see him being he doesn't have the star power. I think that's got a lot to do with it. So, none of the guys on the Red Sox really do have that star power.
It's a good point you bring up. What he reminds me of Bogarts in that sense. And we've been watching the path of Bogarts, and you think, boy, with the size, with his ability to play that position in this town,
exactly.
This guy's got superstar written all over him, Bogarts, and it just. For whatever reason, as it come together, you thought that was going to be the next superstar here.
Yeah, but Betts has it when he plays. Like he might not have it.
He's got the flair when he plays.
Yeah,
right.
But I don't know. I don't mind the microphone thing as much. Like you know, if he was an engaging personality,
people want more though. You
got to
relate
in
baseball.
But he does have a lot of flair on the field. Like you have to give that to Betts. You know, you mentioned earlier.
I think he's got swagger.
You mentioned the chain. You saw the reaction last night.
Him pumping, him almost falling, going around first, looking back at the dugout. That was awesome.
It was a good moment. Sure, it was a good moment. But yeah, I, I think he has some. I think he has a personality there, but it's mostly on the field. It mostly emanates through his playing. It's not in front of the microphone. That's true. Though again, I mean, Brady doesn't have any personality, does he? I mean, not to say that Betts is Brady, but you
see,
know,
that bear video. Come on,
does it? He could do one of the dumbest things, like that stupid straw video. Don't fool me, straw, by your ruse. I know what you're up to. If people just sit there and stare at it, like, yep. Look, it's Tom Brady. Tom Brady's talking. Everybody,
it's a bear.
Shut up. The kids are, shut up. I'm trying to watch Tom Brady videos for the fifth time.
It's a bear.
That's a bear. Wow. He's run. And that's the mic. Bear's the mic.
Bear's the mic. Bear's the mic.
Roger. Roger. Set. 390. 38.
You like the dodgeball video that he put out?
He was firing the ball.
I was rooting for Uke to take one right off the melon.
Did his dad grab the
I did.
Missus?
That was a little...
A little squeezy.
Well, something.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. That was a little something there.
Yeah.
Come here, Giselle. I did see that. That was interesting. Alex is in Providence. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
About the IT situation, two things come to mind. I feel bad for him, first of all. And then second of all, do you think the Celtics could have got him for what the Nuggets paid for, $2 million?
Do you think he would have come here for that deal?
No.
Me neither.
No, I think been there, done that. No.
It's a little it's embarrassing for the man to take that contract. Never mind to take it here.
I would hope he wouldn't. I think he'd have some pride to not do that. Yes.
Well, pride's going to be a little tough to come by for Isaiah, who asked Danny Ainge to back up the Brinks truck. And I didn't realize you were a Brinks truck guy, too. So
I was.
I definitely was. Right. I was a Brinks truck guy, so it's a little humbling for me today
as
well.
But you're living in the moment, and that's what... That was the best thing you had a year ago. And you're saying, no, this is unreal what we're watching.
Top five MVP. He was top five MVP and a second team All NBA player
Jones,
who averaged close to 30 points a game.
His sister passed away. He was juggling all that emotion and still to go out and play with the level that he played at. You know, we thought he was going to come out and go 0-20. No, the guy lit it up. And you're thinking, okay, this guy's the guy. Is the guy.
So now Isaiah Thomas went from being the guy back up the Brinks truck, him telling Danny to back up the Brinks truck.
Jones, it was just last January. He tried to control his own video tribute in the Garden.
Good point.
Wants the family to be there for
good
that.
Good point.
I mean, when
I had forgotten about that.
When's Denver here next year? Are we going to roll out the video?
There
then?
You go. Then is the right time. Like, everything will be cooled off.
Be probably careful, Isaiah.
Click, drag, delete within the Garden computer system.
Be careful, Isaiah. I actually
don't
forgot
be playing
about
that video.
Right.
I want my whole family there when you play that.
He still thought he was such a star in the city. He could dictate when he got his video tribute in the middle
night.
Of Paul Pierce night.
Paul Pierce night.
And now he's settling for $2 million with the
truth.
Denver Nuggets. We'll get to Isaiah, 617-779-0985, right after Hub Headlines from Sean Silver.
Sports Hub Headlines.
And that's right, Isaiah Thomas is headed to the Denver Nuggets. It's a one-year deal worth $2 million. He'll be the backup point guard behind Jamal Murray. Brooklyn Nets made a couple of deals last night. They sent Jeremy Lin to Atlanta. They also picked up Kenneth Faried and Darrell Arthur in a deal with the Denver Nuggets. Red Sox, 6-4 winners over the Blue Jays last night. David Price's 10th win. Craig Kimbrell is 29th save of the campaign. It's the 10th Red Sox win in a row. Mookie Betts with the big slam, grand slam in the fourth inning, coming off a 13th pitch at bat going against Jay Happ. Sox now 3.5 games up on the Yankees in the AL East. The Yanks beat Cleveland last night 7-4. Rick Porcello will go against the Jays tonight. Rafael Devers sent to the disabled list with a sore shoulder, and Zhu Wei Lin, was recalled. At Wimbledon, we got American John Isner. He's the 9 seed in the 4th set right now with Australian Kevin Anderson, who's the 8th seed. This is about as evenly matched as we've ever seen a tennis match before. These guys both have big serves, and they're holding them. Anderson took the first set 7-6. Isner responded by taking the second and third sets 7-6, and it's 3-2 Anderson in the 4th set. We'll keep you updated on that. The Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Drs. Robert Leonard and Matthew Lopresti, the hair doctors of El Presidente, David Portnoy, at 1-800-GET-HAIR. I'm Sean Silver, Boston Over Sports, 98.5 The Sports Up. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Up.
You've seen a number of guys this summer get that payday, Kyle Lowry and others. How does this make you view your impending free agency? Because it's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a max guy, so I deserve the max. And we just got to continue to take care of business on the court and let the cards fall where they may. But I'm happy for all the guards and all the other guys getting their money because they deserve it. But, I mean, my time's coming. They know they got to bring the Brinks truck out. They know that.
Oh, that was worse than I remembered, Zoe. It's been a long time since I've heard that clip. It's Isaiah Thomas, of course.
That one stings.
A Sherrod Blakely. It does. It does indeed. It's 11:38 here on the Sports Hub. Zoe and Beetle. No Beetle today. Adam Jones in for Bertrand. Zoe's alongside.
Jones picking a carcass. Yep.
Indeed. This is a pretty easy one. This one doesn't take much. Isaiah, I remembered the Brinks truck comment.
I don't blame him for saying it at the time.
But how about I'm a max guy? I'm a max guy. Yeah, those guys are going to get their money. Great. I'm going to get my money, too. Back up the Brinks truck. I'm a max guy. Fast forward. And I love Isaiah.
It's easy to play it and make fun of it now.
Fast forward a year later. Boom. Veterans minimum.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a max guy.
Oh, no. You're actually not. They actually couldn't pay you less. You actually could not make less as a veteran in the NBA. That's really the polar opposite of a max guy, unfortunately. So, look, I mean, at least with Isaiah, because I'm tempted to do the following, Zoe. I'm tempted to say, is this just another Boston athlete, specifically Celtic, forget Boston athlete, is this another Celtic that we wildly overrated? You know, Avery Bradley was here. Jay Crowder. I think it's happening with Marcus Smart
right now. I think
Jay
Crowder, vastly overrated. Avery Bradley, somewhat, but I mean, if he would have stayed healthy, I think there would have been some fair evaluation there because he's a pretty damn good two-way player.
I think it's happening with Marcus Smart. I know it's going on with Al Horford. Oh, he's a max guy, Jones.
Well, Marcus Smart is obviously overrated. Look, there's no market for him.
One of the best players in the league, Jones, Al Horford. Okay. But Marcus Smart, same thing. It's like exactly what you just said, Zoe. Nobody seems to want him, but he's so important. How does that compute? Like, how does that make sense? Oh, well, there's no money to spend. Yeah, well, there was money to spend on Zach LaVine. Yeah, okay, well, that was the Kings, and they just got really stupid. Well, the Grizzlies spent on Kyle Anderson, who was the 30th pick in that draft. And Nurkic got money, and Dante Exum got money. So, I don't know. Seems like a lot of guys in that draft class are getting paid.
Yeah.
But fine, there's no money. So Marcus Smart is one we've overrated. At least with Isaiah, there's like a very clear line of demarcation where Brinks truck guys like you and I.
Yeah.
So I was hanging on the back of that Brinks truck. I was along for the ride on the back of that Brinks truck.
I used to laugh. It's like, he's too small. He can't do this. You can't build it around that guy. And then after that playoff run, I said, this is the guy.
I said, pay him.
Pay him.
All NBA, top five MVP.
The next day,
30 points a game.
Table. Pay the guy. Pay the man.
I said the same thing. I said, pay him. At least with Isaiah, you can look at it and say there's a clear injury there. Like, there's a clear line of demarcation,
right,
and a real explanation for why he has to settle for the veterans minimum.
Yeah.
You know, now some of it may be his attitude. Some of it may be that.
Any sport, too. You get that hip injury, man, you're done. It decreases your play, decreases your value.
Well, so I will say this. I don't think anybody particularly cares about this, but I think it's worth saying. I think Denver's a pretty good fit for him. That's an offensive team with a lot of skill. He's going to have to come off the bench. He's going to have to play behind Jamal Murray. But that's a team with a coach that he's familiar with, Mike Malone, who he played for in Sacramento. That's an offense. It's going to fit him well. There's a lot of talent around him. Like, I don't think that's a bad place to go recoup your value, but you have to because
your
value couldn't be any lower than veterans.
This is so telling you that all these guys were so overrated here, and you couldn't see it at the time because fast forward it even more to Marcus Smart. It's got to be the perfect situation. A team like Philly that's young and can run, you could see Smart going there and say, you know what, he's going to go there and give them a little bit of an edge. You know, somebody needs to dive on ball. Somebody needs to have that grit. Somebody needs to defend. You know, when it's crunch time, be a grinder. Team like Indiana, you know, good, young, up-and-coming type teams where you got to hand-pick a certain team to where you could go there and do the role that you did when you were here with the Celtics. Because it's not going to be, oh, all of a sudden, you know, the Clippers are going to come in and pay money to go there and be
right,
a top guy. No, nobody views him as a scorer.
No.
Nobody
no.
in the league. The league's telling you what he is right now.
Yeah.
He's a specialty.
So they're a bit, oh, yes, very replaceable. I'm not saying he's not important at all, but he's replaceable. Like,
but you know these guys are Evan Turner, though. I mean,
yeah.
See, the Evan Turner one threw it all where Anybody that's player said, wow, Evan Turner got $18 million a year. We could do that. I could do that.
Well, so here's the thing that I am curious about as kind of a spinoff topic with Isaiah, like the overrating of Celtics players. So let's even put Marcus Smart off to the side. And Horford is just an itch I got to scratch. Are we doing that with Brown and Tatum?
No.
I say my answer to that would be half of a yes, because I don't think we're doing it with Tatum, but I do think Celtics fans are doing it with Brown. Like, oh, I can't trade Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard. Can't trade Jaylen Brown for a rental like Jimmy Butler or something
like
that.
No, you can. You can't trade. You can't trade Jaylen Brown. Jason Tatum, you watch that video this week of him and Embiid playing some one-on-one?
Yeah, he should beat Embiid one-on-one. I saw people freaking out about that. Embiid's a big, slow, big man.
Guard always beats a big man.
Tatum is beating
Embiid. Yeah, there was some elevation. There's some stuff within there, right?
There was some nasty stuff.
There's the crap out of him
one-on-one. Man. Breaking ankles.
He should.
And everyone lauds Embiid for being an all-NBA defender who can guard guards. So, I mean, that in a way is very impressive.
Tatum should beat up on him. He's 7'1". You should beat up on the 7'1" guy one-on-one. 7-footers lose one-on-one. That was not that impressive. But Tatum, I don't think, is overrated. Tatum has all NBA potential. Tatum has MVP potential, like getting MVP votes. I don't know about winning it, but being like in the top five for MVP, he has that kind of potential. Like, how many players do Celtics fans have to overrate before they pump the brakes and go, maybe we're doing it again? You know, how many Avery Bradley? You know, look at some of the guys who had their
Jay Crowder.
Look at some of the guys who have had their value inflated here. You mentioned Evan Turner, Jordan Crawford, Marcus Smart, now Isaiah Thomas. How many guys? Al Horford. How many guys do you have to keep doing that with before maybe you wake up and realize, maybe we just fall in love with our guys and overrate them, and maybe Jaylen Brown's just the latest.
Well, on the contrary, Adam, we've had Jared Sullinger and Kelly Olynyk go elsewhere and get huge contracts. Now, Sullinger did not deserve the contract. He played 11 games with the Raptors. He's in China now. Kelly Olynyk probably didn't deserve that contract either.
Did Sullinger get a big contract?
He got like $9 million a year.
Olynyk got paid, for sure.
A three-year deal for Sullinger. $9 million a year.
Right. So what are you saying? Those guys were underrated?
Well, no. I'm saying that they went elsewhere. Other teams felt that they had some value.
Yeah. I mean, I would say fans maybe underrated Olynyk, if you want to say that. Olynyk had a nice game. So you're not in the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years ago without Olynyk, and he got paid. So maybe you hated on Olynyk. I certainly did.
It's not his fault he looks like Rocky Dennis.
It's not his fault he has short T-Rex arms.
Yeah, I would have rolled him out for the Durant sweepstakes. That scared the hell out of people. Oh, my God. Yeah,
you didn't need to bring him.
Yeah. He left him on the dock.
How many?
Kelly the Clinic Olynyk.
Yes, Kelly the Clinic Olynyk. How many guys do you have to overrate, with Isaiah being the latest, before you say, we're doing it again? And are you doing it again with Jaylen Brown? That's what I would wonder.
Well, you're starting to mass talent now, and that's the thing. You could really see, you could see this kid separate. You really could. I mean, it's
Jaylen or
there's
Tatum?
Something there. Tatum.
Yeah, Tatum I agree with.
Tatum, I would, oh my God, I would say, hey, our number's available, and you could call us for Jaylen Brown, for a premier type player. Sure.
Yeah, he should not be untouchable. Jaylen Brown should not be untouchable.
Tatum's the only untouchable guy.
And even for like Anthony Davis, I'd move Tatum.
Ooh.
I would.
Wow.
I would. I don't think Tatum's truly untouchable, but he's pretty close.
I think that's where people would overvalue the player.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you they're overvaluing the player. Yeah. Jaylen Brown feels like another one that's getting overrated. He's getting the Isaiah, the Marcus Smart, the Al Horford treatment. You're falling a little too in love with the player, aren't
we? He's got an all-star ceiling, though, I think.
I agree with that. I think he has an all-star ceiling. I think Tatum has, like, all NBA, and there is a difference. It's not that hard to make an all-star team. Your boy Horford, though, makes all-star teams. Ain't that hard to make the all-star team.
My boy, too.
617-779-0985. We can continue with your thoughts on Isaiah Thomas. My, how the mighty have fallen. And then I want to do a little Zoe story time. Robert Williams, the Celtics rookie?
Yeah.
Can't show up for flights. Now he's losing his wallet. Now that's the latest incident with Robert Williams. The guy can't keep track of his wallet.
I want to do a little Zoe story time.
Did Zoe have any teammates that remind him of the start that Robert Williams is off to? We'll do that coming up next.
Oh,
miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
I am Superman.
Oh, wrong song.
They stole REM. Stole it.
You're saying this is a stolen riff, is what
you're
saying?
Yeah. Sound like the beginning of Superman. Give me the beginning of Superman there, Tom. Who's this? Is this GNR?
Is it?
Sounds like GNR. Or it's like a GNR and Social Distortion game together. You're not a rock and roll guy, John, son.
I don't. Who is this? You don't know who
Shazam it over here.
It's so sad we don't even know this.
Not a rock and roll guy, Jones, but you don't know it either.
It's a bad riff.
You think that's a ripoff of REM is what you're
claiming?
Sounds
like the beginning of Superman to me. Play both of them. What's this?
That's Superman.
It's the jam.
I am Superman, and I can do anything.
All right, give me the other one now.
Tony.
Give me that last lean rejoin you playing.
I can do anything.
Well, Michael Stipe for you there.
It's gone.
It's gone, he says. Out into
back
the
into
ether.
The rotation. Yeah.
Thank you.
Out into the ether.
Do we take all our music with us when we go? I guess, yeah. Nothing will change. That's what I'm told.
Yeah, it's not like we have CDs here. I mean, it's just going to go.
I've been told this.
I'll tell you what's going to change. My commute's going to change. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Something's going to change.
I had a nice command throw my way new rule in the studio. There are no open cups in our new studio.
That's not going to last.
That's what I said.
That's not going to last. Wasn't that a rule here?
He gave me the stare.
It
was, yes.
That was a rule here, wasn't
it? You better get a Yeti or one of those ones with the screw cap.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I like the screw
this. Cap like my mug? I got a nice
mug
over
there. Yeah. The metal one you have right there.
Oh, this, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's a great one.
Yeah, like a nice little water thermos type deal. What would you call that?
I would call that the one that a crunchy freak brings in because you're going to be saving the environment.
I don't want to.
It's a stainless steel
water
bottle.
Stainless steel, disinfected, aluminum clean
right, yeah,
bottle.
I don't want to pollute. Ooh. I don't want to pollute, yeah. Right. Yeah. So
we can't have
open cups
up
in there. Are they going to – I was wondering this. So this is like last day of school in here today. It's the last day of the week that we're going to be in studio. Technically, it's Johnston and Flynn tomorrow. Sean Silver, you're there for the actual sign-off tomorrow.
We got Hardy's Golf Club. And Johnston and Flynn from 11 a.m.
Yes.
Tomorrow, it is the final show over here in Brighton.
I already lowered my seats in my truck to accommodate the 84-inch TV that's in a conference room.
Need a hand lifting that, though?
No, they're light.
You're just running out of here with that. I see. So, like, I was thinking about this. I was like, how many, like, layers of dead skin from Zoe's feet are in, like, these windscreens?
Where did they remove these drop ceiling tiles
to see
what they find up there?
How many?
Hey, there's Zoe's shoe. Wow. What is that? Is that a dead mouse?
What's the surface area of dried boogers all over this studio that Zoe's wiped over the years?
Is there a Big Jim Murray onion up in the ceiling?
Yeah. Like what? Like that's what I want to know. Like
I was going to bring in a dead fish today, but I thought, you know what? Felger and Mass still have to do their show, and Felger would go nuts.
If you room raided this studio, how much of it would be Zoe related?
Nice reference,
it would be a hot, not much.
I do throw stuff up over
I vote for much, not much.
Yeah.
I vote for much. I vote for most.
I wouldn't want to blue light this room.
No, that's what I'm saying. I would not room raiders this thing. That is not what I would do. So we will bring.
Why is that lotion in here? Mass would bring lotion in.
Well, the air is always blowing in here, dry skin.
You know. It's very stale air. The air is a little too stale in here. I agree with that. Anyway, so I want to do this. You see the latest with Robert Williams?
I did.
The Celtics rookie. Who had the kiss? I put the kiss of death on Robert Williams.
Mensa candidate.
I like the pick when the Celtics made it, which was the kiss of death for that guy. They should know. He had no shy apology. We had Rich Gotham on that night, Celtics president. We had him on. I apologize. I was like, I like the pick. I'm sorry.
All you needed to do was know that he went to party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you knew this thing's going down a crazy road. It really is.
Have you ever seen the commercials for that place?
Yeah.
They're pulling levers. Crazy stuff is happening.
It's nice.
What a time.
I said I want to party with that kid. He missed his conference call.
What a time.
Right.
So he missed his conference call, Zoe. Then he couldn't get on a flight.
Up and went back.
He needed a babysitter. Then he has multiple knee issues going on.
Yeah.
One's tendonitis. The other, I can't even pronounce the name. PAES, whatever the hell that is. Right? So add to the laundry list. Oh, and he's not playing in Summer League, by the way, because of those knee issues. Add to the laundry list this story from Mass Live yesterday that he's forgotten his wallet not once but twice, Zoe. Once in Boston, he had to have team officials go over and track down his wallet so he could get on a flight back home to College Station, where he went to school, Texas A&M. Then when he was at home, his buddy from Texas A&M, DJ Hoag, took his wallet to Dallas, and Robert Williams didn't have his wallet again. He's lost his wallet multiple times. So I got to ask you, As an ex-professional athlete, you've had a lot of teammates in your day.
I play with some stupid individuals.
How?
Morons. Like legitimate. How do you function?
Do you even bat your eyes at this, or is this on the professional athlete scale with some of the guys? Are you like,
no, I love
wow.
it. I don't go, wow. I love it because it's just chalk it up another dumb one. You know, it's just.
But like, this is you're not even like all that shocked. You're like, oh yeah, I played with some guys like
this. Yeah, of course.
You played with some guys like this?
I've told the story before, the Vincent Brisby one.
Yeah.
He used to be a receiver. From a little small school down in Louisiana, I forget what it was, Louisiana Monroe.
Yes, I looked this up. Yeah. Louisiana Monroe with Stan. He didn't play with Stan Humphries, but Stan Humphries.
He had a long draw like that, Louisiana long draw, and you couldn't really understand what he was saying much.
Vincent Brisby did?
Yeah, but he tried to act like he was richer than he was. I think he was a second-round pick. He came in Drew's year. He was a second-rounder. Good receiver. I thought he had good hands. He bought the convertible Mercedes.
Yep.
But he got the 300 series, but he wanted everybody to think he had the 500. So he went and paid in the mail because we didn't have there was no online thing. There was no internet when he was here. So he bought the 500 sticker to put slap on her. So he took off he had some dealer take off the SL 300 and he put on SL 500.
It was just the sticker?
No, it's like that, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The raised impressed thing on the back.
Take it off and put the 500 series on
it. I remember being on a plane one time with him, and this one, the whole plane went nuts. He ordered you check one of the mills. You come down, and he ordered the filet mignon. And when he came, and he got the steak, he said, no, excuse me, miss. I wanted the filet fish. He thought filet meant fish on that. Then he wanted a paella mode.
So the man.
But he said, I want my paella mode, but I don't want it with ice cream.
Well,
that's what that means. A paella mode means get it without the ice cream.
Well, you know. Do you want the ice cream on the side, maybe?
Yeah.
No, he just wanted no ice cream.
Also, he thought that when he went to the gas station, that's the year the gas was made, 87, 89, 92, and not the octane. He had no clue what octane meant. He thought the speedometer in the car.
You know what? A lot of people like the 89.
See,
I prefer the 87 myself. Yeah. I think it's a lovely vintage, the 87.
I had two Corvettes, and I remember the day, because it was Larry Wiggum, Ty Law, me and Bledsoe sitting there. We're talking about fast cars.
Uh-huh.
And Ty had a fast car. Wiggum had a souped-up truck. Bledsoe had a Porsche, and I had two Corvettes. And Briz came over with his Mercedes, and he said, let me give him his conversation. He said, how fast your cars go? And I'm like, yeah, we're pretty fast. I know Drew and I were racing one time. We ended up like the 138 down 295. And he said, how fast you
138 on 295?
And they go, how fast your thermometer in your car? And the locker room went freaking crazy.
The thermometer.
Not a speedometer. What's the fastest you ever had your thermometer up in your car? And it's just,
I'll tell you what,
amazing.
I had a car where the thermometer went real hot.
That's amazing.
One of my first cars, the thermometer was high on that thing.
Yeah, you got to stop, you got to pull over, and you got to add water.
Pour a little water on that thing. I had a high thermometer on one of mine.
I mean, I didn't play with Bishop, but I heard the Bishop stories that, you know.
Oh, Michael Bishop?
Charlie got so frustrated when they had to put an L on one toe and an R on the other shoe to make sure he knew which way.
He's putting on the wrong one.
We're calling a formation and which way he was going. No, he blew.
He
blew
putting on the right shoe. He just didn't know which side of the formation.
He busted so many plays in practice that they want to make sure he knows which way's right, which way's left.
Gotcha.
And sometimes, like, you got a little kid, but like, you're not old enough yet. When you hold up, do two L's. That's how you're going to tell which one's left or right. So the real L is left. So this one's right.
They are both L's, though.
Both L's.
They are both L's.
Yep.
I can see how L7 that would get a
little, weenie,
I can
right?
see how
from,
that would get
Sandlot.
A little confusing.
Right.
I think my favorite is that he thought the gas. He was like a vintage year.
Like it's wine.
Like he's like, where's 88? Why? What happened in 80s?
He didn't understand why he said, well, the old stuff should be like wine, right? Like the 89.
No, I'm saying.
That's better for my car.
Well, no, you don't want the 89. You want the 87.
Yeah, it was
you want an older vintage. He needed like a gas sommelier.
He was a good kid.
Yeah, that's what he needed.
Yeah. We had another guy named Devin Wyman. We called him Debo.
Yep.
Because he was like from the movie Friday. And,
but did you have anybody just openly missing flights and forgetting wallets and things like this? These sound like maybe a few stupid comments here and there, regrettable comments here and there, but not. Not just failing
it's
at
just
life, like Robert Williams appears to be doing.
Immature imbecile. Yes.
Yeah. He appears to not be so hot at.
It's almost like you don't care
at life. Yeah. You can't keep your wallet multiple times since you've been drafted. Now you can't keep your wallet.
He's got a phone, right? He's got to have one of those stickers on the back of the phone, a little pocket.
He was
that
was one of the things in the Mass Live story. That's just one of the things he was joking. He said, "I got to start gluing my ID to the back of my phone." Gluing.
It's good, nice to be
that's proof
it's
he
good
has
audio.
A phone. That's a
good
phone.
Audio.
I mean, that is proof he has a phone. The man does have a phone.
Nice.
That's true. 617-779-0985. We can get to some of your feedback. A few of you waiting to jump in on Isaiah Thomas and the Celtics.
We can do a little hockey here.
Celtics overrating players. I do want to do a little hockey. Something occurred to me, and I brought it to the air last night, Zoe. And let me just tell you, Bruins fans, Bruins fans did not appreciate it. We can do that right after the headlines here from Sean Silver.